line of work I'm in, I got the FBI all over me, and if I took one wrong step, I'd be in trouble.
That's okay. You're connected with Gwonk Bell.
Have you ever been raided?
You know, I have. Well, the only time I came close to that was when we made some thermite, but we tried a different technique. We used, instead of, we used to go to the mountains and just get this iron oxide ore and pound it up in mortar and pestle, and one of my friends brought us over a 25-pound sack of
Jello?
Very fine, no, very fine grain iron oxide, and so we melted
up. What the hell
does
this have to do with hacking?
Oh, hey, serious hackers are all into bombs and
incendiaries. No, seriously. I really, really hope that was a joke.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
And I know how to blow stuff up. I'm a hacker.
I'm not into blowing
that,
shit up.
Okay, let me tell you, the only time we got in real trouble
Carol,
when we got out of
that.
Keep it down a little bit.
Carol,
this
you
is
know
a
what?
Good story. Don't you want to hear what happens when you make thermite that goes off too fast?
Carolyn, you know what?
Yeah?
I have even less respect for you now.
You have even less respect for me? Oh, my gosh. You think it's evil to make things that go boom or...
Hey,
make a big pot
no,
of boiling iron.
No, it's how you worded it. That all hackers.
I can
all
make
hackers.
Go boom.
So what happened with the thermite? Come on.
What happened? Okay.
Did you burn your top off? If you're going to do anything.
We made a boku thermite. Okay, that's a French word in case you don't know. Boku. All right. And so we invited all our friends over because in the neighborhood because see this is quite an interesting neighborhood except the guys next door who are south was.
You have friends.
And anyhow, so we had all these welding goggles and welding helmets and stuff that everybody's wearing. And it's at night, and we set this off, and we expected it just sort of go off slowly and make this big puddle of boiling iron. Well, instead, did you ever see the first Ghostbusters movie when the guy from the EPA...
No, but get on with it.
And it made this, like this blue actinic gray up in the sky. Well,
yeah,
that's what we got.
I
it was incredible. The thermite. It all just went straight up in this blue thing.
Did it look like the second coming?
It was incredible.
Hey, Carolyn?
And then, this is where it gets good, okay? So anyhow, this blue column dies down, and we have this beautiful puddle of boiling iron. We're all going ooh and ah, and then we hear the siren.
Are you smoking crack?
And we heard a lot of sirens.
Were you smoking crack
Carolyn,
at the time?
Carolyn, I was wondering, would you go to the farm with me?
So what?
God, yeah.
Anyhow, we had several, it was several fire trucks, the police, the TV crews, the radio reporters, they all turned out, well, in the meantime, when we heard the sirens, my husband turned on the hose and he's pouring all this water on the boiling iron. By the time
they
got there,
been a hacker.
The iron had congealed, and all these guys are going around with flashlights trying to find where this incredible beam was that the next door neighbors reported.
They were looking
and they
for
can't
her.
Find anything.
Wow.
And all the people saying, we didn't see anything.
Oh, that
was
really
fun.
So they think aliens came to you?
This is in the book, Great Marble Chicken.
You didn't eat any strange pills, though.
Huh?
You didn't eat any weird pills before this.